In fact, we'll break that and some other things down with a senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report, host of the Full 48 podcast. As you know, a friend of the program, he's back for more. Howard Beck. Howard, good to have you. How are you?
Doing great, Romy. You?
Good, Howard. Great to talk to you. I want to start by saying you've got a great piece up on Bleacher Report today about the fact that we're witnessing the NBA playoffs without LeBron for the first time in 14 years. I want to ask you about that in a minute, but based on what we've seen from LeBron in the playoffs over the past decade plus, how does that inform, Howard, the way we watch Kawhi and Giannis last night?
Well, the fascinating thing, and I think one of the good things for the NBA, it's a mixed blessing because ratings are down a little bit, and they certainly miss LeBron. I think we all miss debating, analyzing, dissecting him to an extent. But it's given oxygen and spotlight and room for all of these other stories to emerge and other players to kind of show who they are. Kawhi Leonard, at times in this postseason run, has drawn comparisons, not hyperbolic comparisons, but valid ones, to Michael Jordan. Not at that level, right? But his style of game, the way the diversity of his attack, Kendrick Perkins and others have been on TV saying it. And so Kawhi has been probably underappreciated because, look, he's an understated guy and he was in San Antonio all those years, and even winning a finals MVP didn't seem to do it. But with LeBron off to the side for the moment, Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant for that streak that he was on before he went down, Giannis, all these guys are getting a little bit more exposure because we are not all sucked into the LeBron vortex. And I say that, with all due respect, and as somebody who certainly spends a lot of time in that vortex and enjoys it. LeBron is fun to watch. He's fun to talk about. I don't think there's a single player, not only in today's NBA, but the last 15 years probably, who generates as much interest and an opinion as he does.
Listen, Howard, I mean, for perspective, I think Kawhi does belong in that conversation. He had 35 last night. That gives him 11 playoff games this year with 30 or more. The only guys to have more before the finals are Jordan and Olajuwon, so he's earned the right to be in that conversation. But it's not just what he's doing on offense. What do you make of what Kawhi and the Raptors are doing to the Bucks on defense, especially in the half court?
Yeah, they've really exposed where the Bucks' weakness is, or at least highlighted it and attacked it. And look, we could talk about the fact that the Raptors, they're an elite defensive team, as are the Bucks, and that the Raptors, against anybody, are going to make you a little more ordinary, or just challenge you, make you work a little harder to score. But I think that, I don't want to go too far with this, but I think that what they've also shown is that Giannis has another stage of development left. Giannis is the likely MVP. He got my vote, and he earned that in the regular season. But if they fail in this conference finals, and that's really too strong of a word, I feel like the Bucks are so far along, or so much further along than we could have anticipated. Nobody projected them being in the conference finals before the season started. That it's going to show that Giannis still has that other level, and that's fine. He's 24. He is just now emerging as a superstar in this league. And he's done it by being just an impossible force to stop when he's in transition or when he's got a lane to attack the basket. But as we know, he's not a shooter yet. He's working on it. It's coming. I give him credit for at least shooting in games, unlike Ben Simmons, who's allergic to even taking a jump shot. But Giannis has to smooth out the jump shot. He's got to fix his free throws, for that matter. And that will take a team like Toronto with great defense and force them to make other adjustments. Right now, they've been able to just simply close off the paint knowing that he's not going to kill them from the mid-range or from deep.
Howard Beck joining us. All right, so all of that said, if you had to say it right now, Howard, how do you see the rest of the Eastern Finals going? Does Toronto wrap it up tomorrow night?
Oh, man. I've felt like this series was a coin flip even before this was a series. It always seemed like these two were on a collision course for each other. They were separated by two wins in the regular season. And there's, there's no obvious advantage one way or the other. And granted, the Raptors have won the last three in a row, and now all of a sudden it looks like they've got all the momentum, and we're all, victims of recency bias. And so it's easy to predict the win, especially going back to Toronto. That is where I would lean also. But it's not going to surprise me at all if the Bucks have one more kick in them to get this thing back to Milwaukee and make it a game seven. So I wish I had a prediction for you, Romy. I just don't. I think it's still a coin flip.
Fair enough. Howard Beck joining us. Now back to your piece about LeBron. I mean, there's so many different ways of calculating how long it's been since there was a postseason without LeBron. One of them, as you pointed out, is the last time he missed the playoffs, AI was the scoring champ. Giannis was 10 years old. And since then, the Knicks have gone through 9 coaches. How incredible is that run of playoff appearances and final appearances then from LeBron?
It's crazy. I mean, we've taken him so much for granted. We just don't even think twice about it. He's just there always. And I know people are like looking at this now and saying, well, it's just his time has passed and LeBron can't do it anymore. LeBron's numbers this season, Rome, were basically on par with where they were a year ago. He averaged 27-8-8 and still at a very high efficiency. He just didn't have help around him, and he got hurt for a month. And the Lakers had a bad roster and it's just been kind of a mess. They get him the right help, he's right back in it. But yeah, 14 years since he was last out. It was 2005. The Sonics were still in Seattle. It was a different world. I mean, George Bush was still president. We hadn't even got, like, Obama hadn't had a single term yet the last time LeBron was not in the playoffs.
It's insane.
A staggering streak.
It's insane. Howard Beck joining us. I mean, it's amazing when you look at it that way. So right now, LeBron is spending time with his family. You know he's watching the playoffs. But based on your reporting and your knowledge of him, how do you think that he feels about not playing in the playoffs?
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot on this one. Like, anybody's guess would be the same as the reporting, which is that it's driving him nuts, and I think he's probably bored out of his skull. Look, he had the groin injury, and I don't think he was ever fully 100% after it. And so, to an extent, after all the games he's played, and he's got, like, I don't know how many extra seasons I calculated, 3 extra seasons at least over the last 13 years that he's logged, getting a rest for his body and his mind is probably not the worst thing, but it's also definitely not what he wants. And it's nice to go to Cabo with the family. It's nice to go to your kids' basketball tournament in Atlanta, which he did. It's nice to work on Space Jam 2, but you know that's not what LeBron wants to be doing right now, and you know it's killing him.
Howard Beck joining us, a senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report. So, Howard, then you've got this notion of what's it like without him. As you point out, the ratings are down a little bit, but it's given other guys, a chance to step up. But then you've got Golden State. Draymond Green told you, quote, "It's just weird to look over there to know that you're going to play somebody completely different. It's kind of a mind bleep," end quote. That's a really strong comment. What do you make of it?
Well, as we know, Draymond and LeBron have, you know, kind of this love-hate thing going on. You know, Draymond's been on LeBron's show, The Shop. They're buddies off the court. They have, wrestled on the court almost literally. They've had some low moments, but there's just, I think, great respect there across the divide. And this entire Warriors dynasty has been defined by LeBron. Like, among the other things that are striking about this, their 4 finals up until now were all against him. And beating him the first time was the crowning achievement of becoming champions for the first time in this era. And losing to him the next year was what forced them to reassess and then go grab KD. And so everything that they've done has been against a backdrop of LeBron James. And this is the first time where he's just not figuring in. Now you could say, well, he wasn't in the East anyway, so they weren't going to match up with him in the finals again. True, but there was a good chance that they were going to meet in the playoffs somewhere in the West had the Lakers made it, and those ratings would have been through the roof because LeBron versus the Warriors is really compelling theater. No matter how much people might say they were getting sick of it, the ratings were always off the chain for the last several years in the finals, and LeBron versus the Warriors again would have been great theater again.
So, Howard, if these guys are being really honest, Golden State, I mean, do you think they would admit to you or anybody else that there's something of a letdown because the Raptors or the Bucks are not the LeBron Cavs?
Yeah, I don't think the players will look at it that way. It's just not the way that players think. But I think for the fans, it's going to be a mixed bag too. It just depends on where people fall on that LeBron spectrum, whether they love seeing him play at the highest level on the biggest stage or whether they are tired of him, as some people are, and I get that too. But I think for the Warriors, you know, to make a fifth finals, something that no team has done since the Celtics back in the 50s and 60s, is huge. And if they win it and they three-peat and they'll be the first team since the Shaq Kobe Lakers to do that, they'll have 4 in 5 years. they won't care if it's against Kawhi, against Giannis, against LeBron. It's just the achievement is incredible in its own right.
Howard Beck, my guest. All right, so finally, in the meantime, Howard, of course, the NBA Finals will play out next week, and it's going to be without LeBron, but apparently Kevin Durant will not be ready to go at the very start. How worried should the Warriors be about Durant's health right now?
This is really weird, Rome, because I, you know, when he went down that night, of course, the immediate speculation was Achilles, and that's it, he's done, and what does that say for his future? It turns out to only be a calf, but, I mean, it's one where every time that they give an update and he's still far off, you wonder how serious it is. Do we know the full story yet? I think it's concerning. In terms of just the short term, look, can they win a championship if he doesn't play a single minute in the finals? Yeah, I think they can. I think that what they've been showing us lately is that the heart of that old team, pre-KD, still exists. Not as deep as it was, not as young, but Curry, Clay, and Draymond are the core of a phenomenal team still. And Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, those guys have all been there since the start. And can they beat the Bucks or the Raptors without KD? I think they can, but I think it's going to be a much tougher task, clearly. And... you know, and then we'll have all the questions about, well, what does it mean that they won without him? And what does that mean for his free agency? And, you know, we'll spend the next month talking about it.
We will. Senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report and the host of the Full 48 podcast, Howard Beck, once again in the jungle. Howard, great job as always. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Romy. Thank you.
That was fun. Thank you, Howard. Well done.